All right. Welcome to Security Guy Radio with Black Hat 2016. What's your name, sir?
Okay, I'm Igor Baikalov, Securonix, chief scientist there for about 2 years.
Okay, and what do you guys do?
We start as a security analytics company focusing on user behavior analytics. So the need for strong insider threat programs was realized not in that many companies back in 2008, 2009. And so having the tools and the right experience to be able to detect insider threat and timely and react appropriately was quite a challenge back then.
Do a little closer at your microphone.
Okay.
Okay, good. So here's what's interesting to me. I come from physical security, and I know a lot about cyber, but physical is my thing. We've always focused first on insider in the physical world. We know that 85% of the employees were stealing my laptops. We know that somebody can't get into a secure building and walk off with 1,000 tapes unless somebody knows what's going on. And I've never seen a parallel trend with IT. They've always kind of ignored the insider thing until recently, right? And behavior and all those kind of things. Why is that? Why? I mean, you talked earlier in the show that you were with Bank of America and you had to try and come up with your own solutions for this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's both cultural and kind of evolutionary, right? The cultural because the premise that insider is not trusted. It's somewhat new. It's the, you know, way before Snowden, way before well-publicized cases. Many companies still have issues implementing really strict follow-up on insider threat. Mm-hmm. So it's still considered, you know, maybe slap on the wrist will help or some kind of reprimand that is not really
Well, then employees don't want to work for it, I guess, if they think Big Brother's watching them, I guess, or I don't know.
Well, I think it's a culture thing. So what we've seen with a lot of IT companies, security companies, is the culture of, how would you describe it, Chuck? They're very passionate about what they do. And So I could see that there would be a disconnect there with insider threat not being the first thing on their minds.
Yeah.
It's more about they're part of the solution. It's a different type of culture than we see in a lot of other worldwide industries.
Well, and human nature is, I want to trust somebody standing next to me.
Yeah,
because
I can't
function every day, right?
Yes.
And you just assume that threats are outside. And most of your most terrible breaches or betrayals in personal relationships, it's all personal. Yeah.
So how do you see the overall, and I'm not sure what size companies your company supports, but where do you see overall cybersecurity education or lack thereof playing a role in people not understanding how big of a deal insider threat is?
Well, it's still that just admitting that insider threat is a problem is a huge step forward. So when we talk to a new customer, often helps the explanation that, you know, there is really no way to distinguish between insider and outsider once the outsider is on your network.
That's what they
believe?
So
they're saying that we protecting you as an insider by monitoring your activities. So make sure that nobody hijacked your account and using your credentials to do some harm.
But is that a true statement that there's no way to distinguish?
Well, what I'm understanding is what you're saying is that an insider threat is the exact same as someone who hacks into your system.
Yes.
So to attack insider threats is no different than successfully attacking outsider threats.
Exactly.
That's an interesting point.
Okay.
I didn't think about that.
Makes sense.
That's an interesting
and
way
you see,
of looking at
you
it.
Can see it in more kind of known cases like Sony and, you know, where there's once the perimeter is breached, once the insider is on a network, the typical actions would be either hijack somebody's account and keep moving from account to account or system to system.
Right.
Lateral movement. Progress on network, looking for the most kind of juicy parts of the information.
Most of the where the access
available,
controls
right?
are.
Or create a new account and kind of create a new persona and act like that. What's interesting also that more elaborate attacks, like we specialize really anomaly detection, right? But we have to understand that anomaly detection, it's not just a spike in activity or, you know, increase in volume or increase in communication. But it can be also lack of normal activity, which happened in a bank heist where intruders were on network for months studying behavior to make sure that they don't trip any alarms or don't exceed any thresholds. What was missing, though, their normal working activities. They didn't chat with coworkers. They didn't send expense reports and stuff.
Oh, so let me get this straight now. My little brain has to function a little slower than you guys.
Yeah.
An intruder got into the network, and we can't distinguish between an intruder and an employee. And so the system says that's just somebody on our network, and he's not checking email. He's not, you know, sending out text messages. There's no activity, so he's a non-productive employee. That's an anomaly.
Yes.
Interesting.
But what's really interesting is this long-term approach. These big, especially bank heists, you know, they will sit there dormant.
And months.
I've seen cases of malware just infect, and then when something happens that is pre-delivered, it's triggered. And I've even seen it on the social engineering side where it tells you to pick up the phone call, and you have some actual person on the other end that is not that bank or that group. It's actually part of the hack. So it's a really interesting
Was that a
piece.
Real case?
Yes.
Interesting. And how long did it take you to catch that guy?
This case, I don't have. There was months, definitely months of investigation. That's not our. It's not our catch. Just an example.
You supplied the data, but I mean, they had to look at it. Yeah.
So a quick question from a technical perspective. What is it just controls that you're implementing to manage that insider threat, or is it analyzing all the data? What are the different aspects of your program?
We rely a lot on the kind of maturity of the enterprise to monitor activities of their employees on their systems, because the same what we're talking about, the same applies to system behavior or application behavior or even a document behavior. So we can apply the same behavioral analytics to any entity. That's why.
As long as the data is present.
Yes.
So you're looking at mature organizations
that collect
have
the data.
Okay, so they have to have the capabilities. So insider threats, this is a big talking point for a lot of different companies, smaller companies out there. I'm not talking maybe just one or two people in an organization, but smaller than enterprise have, if not even a greater risk, they do have risk of insider threats. How are these companies supposed to protect themselves if they don't have something to log this data? What's the best way forward for that?
It all starts with information security fundamentals. Mm-hmm. It's reasonable policies that are enforced, that can be monitored and enforced, right? And you have to strike a balance. Not every company really needs that much efforts put in. They have to strike a balance between your
as long
business
as the cyber
benefits.
Hygiene is there, right?
Right. So it's just more of understanding now is that in many cases where people kind of neglected cybersecurity, now with all the many public cases, understanding yes, it can damage your business, it can cost you lots of money. It's just a cost of doing business, so you better.
Well, there's a lot of business in people not really, quote unquote, getting it yet. They just have not implemented the budgets, haven't implemented the cyber hygiene yet. And, I mean, walking the floor downstairs with hundreds of vendors, I mean, you see a lot of the same things coming out. A lot of the companies are doing the same things, and it's everybody's trying to play catch up, right?
And, you know, the benefit, the small companies most likely will benefit from the knowledge that actually comes from large environments, because everything what we do is based on machine learning. Machine learning is tricky in a way that you have to have enough bad data to actually train the machine. So
it's a cascading effect of the knowledge that you learn from enterprise.
Yes, and so accumulating it in the large enterprises where we can where we see enough traffic really to make our system smarter. And then sharing this knowledge between the verticals and across the vertical, you know, along the verticals. And it becomes a threat library that we basically, if you're a new customer, you get it as part of the product. So you don't have to go through this trial and error process in your own enterprise.
Igor, I feel better after this interview. Some interviews I don't feel better, but
it's an up and down. It's a hills and valleys kind of operation.
Well, what I learned was that, my takeaway is that I didn't realize that somebody that breaches the network and gets inside looks the same as somebody that's authenticated.
Well, and really, I think the takeaway is a lot of people don't want to talk about insider threats, but they have a responsibility to do so.
Right.
And that's a very important point, because there was this long, long kind of latency in this whole development of insider threat honesty right in the field, because, you know, it was absolutely inconceivable 10 years ago say, well, I have an issue. My people, you know, stealing from my company.
Listen, I got to tell you, I had some studio cases where it was the IT department, VP level, stealing data.
Yeah. Right? Nobody is immune. No company is immune. No country. Yeah. I mean, when it comes down to it, you have to have a little bit of a negative outlook on things. And it's not negative. It's realistic.
You got to be a curmudgeon.
Security has got to be a balance. You have to be the person thinking about insider threats to protect the most.
Igor, thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure.
Interesting show. Give us your company website one more time.
Securonix.com.
But put the microphone up there so we can
hear. Securonix.com.
Excellent. Thanks a lot.
Securonix.com. Thank you.
Appreciate it, sir.